We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
It's important, talking about the sinner and his sins, it's important that we make a distinction here between the sins of the Jews under the first covenant, to whom John the Baptist and Jesus were speaking and talking, and the sin of the sinner who has never yet met Christ. Very important that we make a distinction between the two. We read the scripture here in Matthew about then went out unto him, unto John the Baptist, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, this is a picture of God's covenant people.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Let's look again at the scripture that we read for our text, several scriptures. First Matthew, the third chapter, the fifth and sixth verses. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Speaking of John the Baptist, then went out unto him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about the Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And then in Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verses, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And then Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 14th verse is the third text. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have such a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast. King James translated said, let us hold fast our profession. But the Greek word from which it is translated is identically the same word in these other verses that's translated confession. And so most of your other translations will read that way, or even the margin, the King James, let you know that the Greek said confession. Let us hold fast our confession. And then finally, 1 John, first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now you'll notice that there's one thing all of these portions of scripture have in common, and they have, that is, they all have the word confess or confession in them. And so there has been much confusion of thought in regard to confession, but the Word of God will enlighten us and straighten us out on the subject. Praise God. There are several kinds of confession in the New Testament, these four to be exact. Now, first of all, you see God through John the Baptist teaching the confession of sins to the Jews. They were God's covenant people. And so he demands through John the Baptist that they confess and make restitution. And then second, the confession of the sinner today. We pointed out yesterday that in John the 16th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verses, you could read the entire context there. And you'll see here that Jesus is speaking, and that Jesus shows us that the sinner will be convicted by the Holy Spirit of but one sin. Notice what he said, of sin, because they believe not on me. And the confession that the sinner must make is found there in Romans, the 10th chapter, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And that is confess his lordship. And then the third kind of confession that's found in the New Testament is the believer's confession of his sin when he's sinned and when he's out of fellowship. And that's found, of course, there in 1 John 1, 9. And we pointed out yesterday that broken fellowship may cause sickness. Because there in James, you remember, it said, confess our sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Praise God. And then the fourth kind of confession that we mentioned yesterday and that the New Testament teaches is the confession of our faith. That's what he was saying when he said, let us hold fast our confession. He's talking about, let's hold fast the confession of our faith. The confession of our faith in what? In the Word of God. The confession of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The confession of our faith in God the Father. So now then, we looked at them and sort of introduced them yesterday. Let's go back over them and look at some detail now. First of all, let's take up the sinner and his sins. You see, where we missed a lot of time is we jumble it all up together. Sometimes on these subjects, we've done the same thing as I point out sometimes that we've done on the subject of prayer. We just put all prayer in the same sack, shook it up, and sort of throwed it all out together. And to get a clear perspective what the Bible is teaching, you have to divide it, as Paul said, study to show thyself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And so, to tell you the real truth about the matter, you see, if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, well, then you create confusion. And so, for instance, very often with the sinner, people use, and we all have, I've done it too, so I'm not talking just about you, 1 John 1:9 very often is used in connection with the sinner. Well, 1 John 1:9 was not written to the sinner. John did not write that letter to the world or to sinners, did he? He says, my little children. Praise God, he's writing to Christians. And so it said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. Well, a sinner couldn't confess everything he's done is wrong because everything he's done is wrong. He couldn't even think of all of it, as far as that's concerned. Now, it's important, talking about the sinner and his sins, it's important that we make a distinction here between the sins of the Jews under the first covenant to whom John the Baptist and Jesus were speaking and talking, and the sin of the sinner who has never yet met Christ. Very important that we make a distinction between the two. We read the scripture here in Matthew about then went out unto him, unto John the Baptist, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, this is a picture of God's covenant people, the Jews, confessing their sins and being baptized by John. Now, this is not Christian baptism. See, Jesus had not died yet. He had not risen from the dead. They were Jews under the law. Now, in the Acts of the Apostles, we read in the 19th chapter of Acts, in the 18th verse, many also of them that had believed came, confessing and declaring their deeds. Now, these were Gentile sinners. But now, I want you to notice something. It said, many of them also which had believed. They were already saved. Now, then, they're declaring. It doesn't say what they confessed, but if you read the entire chapter, you'll find that evidently that was their black magic that they were practicing, you see, and their magical arts and so on. They burned these books, you see. Now, notice this. If they didn't confess those things to get saved, they already believe. They're already saved. Now, being as they are saved, praise God, they have no more need for those things. You know, people, just like somebody said to me, some of the men said to me, said, you know, my wife said to me, now, why don't you quit this, and why don't you give that up, why don't you stop doing that and get saved? Well, he said to me, privately, said, you know, she don't know it, but I've tried it. I've tried it for 3 months at a time of quitting this, and 3 months at a time of giving that up, and I just can't do it. Now, you see, she really told him the wrong thing. What he needed to do is to give his life to Jesus and be born again, and then his nature's changed, and those things that he didn't want, he don't want anymore that are wrong. It's like D.L. Moody said. D.L. Moody said, you know, that a young lady said to him one day, said, Mr. Moody, I want to be saved, but said, you know, Mr. Moody preached against worldly dancing. And she said, I just love to dance and I just can't give it up. Why, he said, little lady, you just come on to the inquiry room. Now, Mr. Moody had, we called it a prayer room, but in his meeting, he called it an inquiry room. You come and inquire about being saved. People would counsel you and pray with you. You come on into the inquiry room and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, said you can just dance all you want to. So she took him at his word and came on, you know, and was born again, and about 5 days later, he said he met her on the street, and she smiled and said, you know, said, I see what you're talking about now. Said, the want-to's gone. You know, when you get born again, the want-to for a lot of things are gone. Now, sometimes the flesh wants to keep on doing some things, but you have to keep the flesh under. I tell folks all the time, I don't know about you, but I'm lying all I want to lie. Amen. Isn't that right? I'm telling all the lies I want to tell. I just don't want to. I don't know about you, but I'm cursing all I want to curse. I just don't want to. I don't know about you, but I'm just stealing all I want to steal. Amen. Aren't you? I don't want to steal anything. Do you? Amen. There's just something about, now we missed it, there's no doubt about it in some ways, but there's something about when you get born again, you just don't want to do wrong, do you? And then when you have missed it, your heart just seems like it'll break. Oh, dear Lord, I didn't want to. Amen. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. There's just something about it. If you're really born again and really walking with the Lord, you just can't practice sin. Now, you may fail, but I mean just make a practice of it. You just can't do it. It's impossible.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
Some of it is not even saying, it's not him.
It's not him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. Sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read. Always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
That they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.